Mr. Electric, Ken Kidwati.
Radio.
Your home or business, he'll analyze your specific needs. In my case, that would be AC, TV, and refrigerator in that order. He carries all the top brands in a wide variety of sizes to fit every power need and every budget. Don't get left in the dark. Call Mr. Electric today, 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710. Tell him Steve sent you.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more information you can use, addiction recovery, and an overall approach to your healthy lifestyle. Don't miss the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, Monday through Friday afternoons at 2, Saturdays from 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11, only on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
Hello, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. The 2004 hurricanes that devastated our state left a trail of broken and uprooted trees. When dead limbs, brush, and treetops dry, they become fuel for wildfires that can threaten our homes and forests. If you live near a forest or wildland area, there are simple things you can do to protect your home from wildfire. Create a clean and green landscape around your home. Collect debris for curbside pickup if it's available. Remove leaves and storm debris from roofs and gutters. Don't create a fire hazard by piling dead limbs and other debris on a nearby vacant lot or woodland. And most importantly, before burning yard trash, check with the local office of the Division of Forestry so you know how to burn safely and legally. Help prevent wildfires. For information, visit the FireWise Communities website at www.firewise.org or contact the local office of the Florida Division of Forestry.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. I'm Dawn Masler, and today you are here with Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Today we have Dr. Blywhite of the Sanctuary Center in Boca Raton. We're going to talk about functional medicine. We're going to describe what that is, and then also we're going to talk about some diseases that have been associated with
lifestyle.
Yeah, with lifestyle.
Diseases, toxins.
Exactly.
The world we live in.
The more common diseases that, unfortunately, are all too common. One of the things we're going to talk about is irritable bowel syndrome, which happens to affect 1 in 5 Americans.
20 million.
20 million Americans. Interesting. But before we begin, we need to thank our sponsors that make this show possible. I want to thank Willard Water, Brian Shafflin, First Step Sober House, and Beckard and Associates. And we're going to come back after a short break and talk to Dr. Blywhite of the Sanctuary Center. We'll be right back.
Years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard Water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard Water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard Water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard Water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard Water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shaflis graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shaflin today, or go online at brianstherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shaflin, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at brianstherapy.com. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Good afternoon. We're back with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm Dawn Massler, and today we're talking to Dr. Blyweiss. We are talking about functional medicine, which is a true holistic approach to health, which is quite apropos for the Holistic Lifestyles Radio.
I think so.
So if you would explain to us, Dr. Blyweiss, what is functional medicine?
Functional medicine is a style of medicine, a training of medicine that has included all those things that we learned in medical school but were never given the follow-through answers on how to treat our patients with. It's finding the cause and mechanism of disease. We are not there to give you a pill to hide the symptoms. We are there to find the cause of the symptoms, get rid of the cause, get rid of the symptoms, and you lose your diagnosis. Basically is what we're doing. We don't like to use the word cure. I'm comfortable reversing symptomatology by finding out the stressors and toxins and allergens and microbes and level of nutrition that you may or may not have, and then giving you what you need and taking out what you don't need or what is bad for you, and your body's genetic blueprint will eventually pick up in a period of a few weeks, and you normally don't have your diagnosis again. anymore.
Fantastic. So
we're
no longer taking medication for the rest of our life to treat a particular, let's say if I have arthritis, I don't have to continue to take a particular medication for the rest of my life.
Tough to say, though, on the air, because you've got, you know, we spent $2.4 trillion last year on medication. And truly, you're supposed to take your medicine to hide your symptoms until the day you die.
Right.
And anything that interferes with that is looked at harshly, actually. I mean, I was telling you briefly, I have a patient who's in her 50s, is in the medical field, was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and had been through the gamut of the medications, Enbrel, methotrexate, prednisone, mm-hmm. which brought her to the point of having awful acne at 55, a moon face, buffalo hump on the back of her neck, early osteoporosis, early diabetes, hypertension, and she still felt miserable. And she had no energy. She had some bouts of pneumonia from the Enbrel, and she was basically the classic patient I see. She was miserable.
Right.
And she said, okay, I'm giving this a shot. You know, insurance doesn't really pay for all this, but I'm miserable, and people tell me that I look terrible, I feel terrible, and my specialist, my rheumatologist, says, well, this is what we have for you. It's 12 weeks later. She's on no meds. She looks great. She feels great. Her pain's gone from a 9 out of 10 to a 1.5 out of 10.
Amazing.
No meds. She's got energy. She's up at 6 working again. And by the way, she lost 25 pounds. Now, that's what she brings up.
Wow.
She brings up that she lost 25
right,
pounds.
Right, 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 right.
And I feel good, but, you know, I lost 25 pounds.
Speaking of weight, it's funny. My boyfriend has arthritis,
mm-hmm.
and he is taking one of the well-known drugs to treat arthritis. And it's funny because
To treat the symptoms.
Correct. But throughout the day, and he keeps complaining, he says throughout the day he's been feeling rather large and lethargic. But sometimes at night when he weighs himself, he'll weigh 12 pounds less in the morning. And he says, what is that from? And I said, I think it's probably from the inflammation.
Well, you can't magically evaporate 12 pounds, except that when you sleep, you're still burning up calories,
mm-hmm.
which is why some people will sleep in a colder room than a not colder room, because you will need to burn up fat in order to maintain your basal metabolic rate, your basal temperature.
Right.
And you will weigh less in the morning. The best time to weigh yourself is first thing in the morning, after you have emptied your bladder and your bowel, before you've eaten breakfast, drop the clothes, get on the scale. If that's where you want to weigh yourself, you're going to be the lightest of the day.
Right.
As the day goes on and you're eating foods that you may be sensitive to, we tend to forget that the foods we're sensitive to, not truly allergic, but you're not closing your throat up and collapsing and dying
right.
on the ground.
No
anaphylactic shock. But foods that you shouldn't be eating for your, whether it's your blood type, your genetic type, or just because you eat them all the time and you've become sensitive to them. Your body will protect every one of the 100 trillion cells that you have by putting a microscopic layer of water around each cell. Well, you've got 100 trillion cells with water around each cell. How much water weight do you think you have? And that's what we find when we do this, the ALCAT test. People find out what foods that they're highly sensitive to, moderately sensitive to. It's intolerant, highly intolerant, moderately intolerant. And within a week or two of biting the bullet and not eating the foods that your blood has said, not for you, the weight starts to come off. And it's not just that it's refined white flour and white rice and white sugar. It could be, in my case, oddly enough, jalapenos and pumpkins.
Really?
And and bok choy and things that I ate all the time that I thought were healthy,
mm-hmm.
and are healthy, but not for me.
Okay, so how did you find out?
I gave them my vein and said, take the blood out of me and run it through your machines and came back with my red list, my orange list, my yellow list, things that I have to be careful about or avoid completely for 6 to 8 months, and then all the green foods that I could eat. And what I found in doing that same test on my patients is that you either eat it all the time and have become sensitized to it, or you've never eaten it, or you remember eating it when you're 5 and spitting it out so that your body knows you don't eat that.
Right.
But classically, it's foods that people say, oh, my God, I eat that every day. And when you look at the top 5 sensitivities, or even say the top 3 food sensitivities, which are wheat, dairy, and corn, you find that 80% of our diet is something that you eat every day, wheat, dairy, and corn, in some way. If you go to the supermarket and buy sliced turkey, if it's not Boar's Head or one of those other premium brands, it has wheat in it. Any gravy?
So you're eating it and you're not even realizing it.
Because it's not on the label.
Exactly.
And I have my...
Or patient. Who even reads the label? I mean, you assume if you're getting turkey, it's
you've
turkey.
You've got 2 points there. That's right, because some people will not read the label. Some people, my patients are now label readers. You know, we talk about Libby, Libby, Libby on the label, label, label. And they look at these labels.
You're aging yourself with that commercial.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, 112. I mean, I'm doing okay. And what we found is that if that label has more than 6, 7, 8 things on it, then it's not really food. It's a food product. It's a frankenfood, a pseudo food, sort of like Twinkies. And if you can't understand what you're reading or what you're trying to pronounce, it's probably not real food. And the simplest way we found for people to clean up most chronic degenerative diseases, most weight loss issues, and this is the secret, and now no one will come and see any of these holistic doctors, is eat fresh food. Clean, fresh food.
Okay.
Cut it up, chop it up, boil it, steam it.
Do you agree with, like, raw food?
I do agree with raw food. I have raw food every day. I don't do it 100% because I like other food. I mean, I think that vegetables are fine raw. In fact, I prefer my vegetables raw. In fact, my mother, may she rest in peace, never met a vegetable that she couldn't destroy and just make, you know, just all clumped together.
Right.
So I never really got into the vegetable part of it. But I find that if you can wok it or do it quick in the pan for, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes to get it hot a little bit, then it's fine. But raw vegetables, you get all the enzymes that are in with them. All the phytochemicals are intact. And that's what your body's actually looking for. You know, we didn't eat cooked things until we discovered fire. We didn't have grains until we discovered the ability to domesticate grains. And we were just talking that, you know, 10,000 years ago, somebody made a decision and domesticated grains after the last ice age.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had done that with root vegetables, we wouldn't have the level of some of the chronic diseases we have because the grains were never really a part of our diet paleolithically.
Okay.
It was root vegetables. It was meat. It was fish. There were nuts, seeds, and, you know, water. That was it.
Right. And actually dairy and cheese is more of a modern thing, too, because it's
cow's milk is great for baby cows.
Right.
and people, if we remember historically, even evolutionarily, 2,000, 5,000, 8,000 years ago, we didn't have cows in the backyard. We had goats. But there are people genetically, northern climes, the Swedes, Norwegians, Danish, who have evolved with cow's milk that do well with it. But the majority of us lose the ability to digest lactose in our teen years, and most of us at some point are now lactose intolerant. And there's a reason for that. And the testing will show other dairy components that we're sensitive to. Easiest way to lose weight, easiest way to lower your cholesterol, no dairy products.
Oh, okay, fantastic. All right. I'm one of those people that are lactose intolerant. Actually, I'm a biology professor, so we talk about this, and I talk to my students, and we are the only creatures, the only mammals that don't actually wean ourselves. You know, everybody else, all the other ones are weaned at a certain age, and that's why you lose the ability.
Well, we do wean ourselves. We then just give it back.
Yeah, it's true.
we give it back because it does a body good, allegedly, or that's how you get your calcium. And when I explain to people, no, that's not how you do that, they go, well, how would you get your calcium? And, well, it's the same way the goats and the cows and every other creature gets their calcium, and that's from the green vegetables. And at some point it dawns on people like, oh, that's right, but it's easy to, I like ice cream, I like yogurt, I like these things. And indeed, some people can do cow's milk, sheep's milk, but not cow's milk. Again, you won't know that until you do some of the testing. But again, the easiest way to help lose weight is to avoid wheat, dairy, and corn products, and cholesterol to help, you know, the lower cholesterol is to avoid dairy.
Okay, fantastic. As I mentioned at the top of the show, one of the things we were going to talk about today is IBS. As many as 20% of the adult population, that's one in five Americans, have symptoms of IBS. So can you tell us quickly what IBS?
Sure. And we were wrong. It's 60 million, not 20 million.
Oh, okay, 60 million. There you go.
Irritable bowel generally has either chronic diarrhea, chronic constipation, alternating, cramping, discomfort. People with IBS know where every public toilet is around where they live.
Now, that's different from Crohn's disease, right?
Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, you actually have ulceration in the colon and or throughout the intestine. Irritable bowel syndrome, if you're getting a colonoscopy done, they'll say, well, it's a little inflamed. And with your symptoms, you have irritable bowel syndrome, which is a misnomer because you've just described the symptomatology, not a disease. And the causation of irritable bowel is anywhere from, it goes from food sensitivities, lack of the beneficial bacteria in your gut, parasites, a lot of stress. I mean, we would downplay things that were psychosomatic in origin. It's all in your mind. Well, you know what? Psychosomatic, you know, brain and body, the mind-body connection is
absolutely
stronger than we ever thought. It's proven. It's an enterohepatic cerebral pathway. There's a neuroendocrine pathway, and we know it. It's right there. It's the same pathway when you get on the stage ready to speak in front of 5,000 people where you feel that oots in your stomach,
right,
you
fight
and have to run off
is.
And
yes,
have to run off into the toilet for a few moments. So you really can't, you know, deny the fight, that
absolutely. That's our survival. What part of our survival mechanism is it?
It is, but now that we're not running away from the tiger, you're living with that consistent flight or fright response, that adrenal surge, and that stress level is causing horrendous damage to us. So when you have that with certain food sensitivities, what we call dysbiosis and a leaky gut syndrome, where because we've taken antibiotics that have destroyed the good bacteria in our body. Remember, antibiotic against life, probiotic for life. That after you've taken that as a child and a young adult and an adult, and you've wiped out the probiotics that you should have been colonized with at birth and growing for your whole life, are now wiped out, unless you respond by putting them back in and re-inoculating them, you're going to have horrific diarrhea. Some people will find it if they have antibiotics and then a yeast infection because they've killed the probiotics, which kept the yeast down, and now they're
growing back.
You have
a competition between the yeast and the bacteria, and then once you kill the bacteria, the yeast now are able to
grow. Opportunistically say, yay, thank you very much, we're now in control. So when we see somebody with irritable bowel and or ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, we look at replacing the enzymes they've lost. One of the causes we find of irritable bowel, again, it's never one thing. One of the causes is the purple pill. People who are either taking over-the-counter Prilosec, Protonix, Nexium, they don't remember, but the physician should remember, that when those drugs came out and were drugs and not over-the-counter, the caveat was you really can't take this for more than 6 weeks.
Really?
Because what would happen is not only after 6 weeks would you stop your acid secretion, and therefore you would not break B12 out of your food, you would not break calcium out of your food, therefore you could become osteoporotic, which is exactly what's happening. But now we find that it's also causing accelerated skin aging. because it's raising the pH of the stomach and what we call lysosomes, inside the lysosomes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are triggering events that don't occur because you're no longer making the acid in your stomach. It's not just that that acid was to digest food. That acid was also supposed to kill the fungi, virus, bacteria that was on the back legs of the flies or the cockroaches that were on your food or at the restaurant on the food handler's head. That hydrochloric acid in your stomach was going to kill.
It's your first defense.
Was your first line of defense. And then it's going to trigger your pancreas to secrete pancreatic enzymes to continue digestion. So now people feel they have heartburn, they take a purple pill and stop it. Well, it wasn't the acid. It was a biliary or a bile reflux, which is exactly the same feeling as acid reflux. But people don't know that, so now they've shut down their GI tract, and now they have irritable bowel because they also had antibiotics and food sensitivities, and it's never one thing. So we identify all that and then fix it.
Interesting. This is fascinating. I hate to have to take a break, but we're going to take a few minute break, and we're going to come back and continue talking with Dr. Blyweiss of the Sanctuary Center. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shaffliss graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shaffliss today, or go online at briansTherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shaffliss, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at briansTherapy.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard Water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. And thanks to Willard Water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back. This is Dawn Massler with Holistic Lifestyles Radio. We're having a fascinating discussion with Dr. Bleiweiss. Now, we were talking during the break, and this is something that's been a rather of a hot topic lately, the increase of autism. And some people believe that the increase in autism has been associated with vaccines of children at an early age. And actually, there was a doctor, Andrew Wakefield, who had lost his license in England.
Got kicked out of England, basically.
Because he was saying that is
well,
true.
Well, he published this probably a decade ago. And he didn't actually say that vaccines cause autism. I was at one of his original lectures. What he was talking about was that he found live MMR virus in the intestinal lining of every autistic child that he tested. And from that point on, we realized that autism had gone from something like 1 in 100,000 to 1 in 100, and what was the cause of this? And again, it's never one thing. What we find now with the chronic diseases is that we are so toxic in this toxic world that something usually will be the straw that breaks a camel's back. EWG, the Environmental Working Group, mm-hmm. which is a non-government organization, did a study with Mount Sinai in New York, I believe it was Mount Sinai, and they tested the umbilical cord blood of a large number of children for toxins, for 147 toxins, mm-hmm. long names,
the umbilical cord, okay.
organophosphates, organochlorides, herbicides, pesticides, metals, and found that every single child was toxic for every single thing that they tested
Amazing.
For. So that these children were toxic before they took their first breath. So you extrapolate that into now you've got toxic children. They're maybe not being breastfed. They're eating baby food. They're eating other bad food as they get to be 1-2 years old. There's other stressors. They've had 2 rounds of antibiotics for an earache, so they've wiped out their beneficial bacteria that they should get from their mom. And now you're giving them 6 vaccinations at 6 months old or a year old, and they're unable to metabolize away the mercury that's in this certain vaccine that may be in the influenza vaccine that used to be in the MMR vaccine.
And mercury, as we know, is a neurotoxin, so that was
massive neurotoxin. In fact, I saw this this neuro video where they had an atom of mercury next to a neuron, and the neuron shriveled up. But what was good is when they took the atom of mercury away, the neuron was able to grow back. So once we can detoxify people from mercury, and lead and cadmium and arsenic, we're finding people will get better. Arsenic is actually a surprising heavy metal that I'm finding more and more from people who try to eat healthy. And in fact, from one of our own doctors, and not just in the soil or the deck from the pressure treated that he'd walk out on, but the fact that he loved chicken breast. And Americans love big breasts. And chicken breast.
And, are you going to get us in trouble,
doctor? No, chicken breast. And one of the ways that the commercial growers enlarge the chicken breast is with an arsenic compound. And when you eat it, it breaks down into the base elements, and you have more arsenic in you. And that's why he was arsenic toxic.
I heard something interesting that most chickens no longer can reproduce sexually because their breasts are so large that the reproductive organs cannot no longer connect.
Really? Have you checked with Foghorn Leghorn?
You know, I haven't actually done research on my own, but that was what I've heard recently. So, because we have been breeding so much. But before we go on, I want to. You had said something about we don't breastfeed. A lot of children don't breastfeed as much, and the importance of that is why.
Of why we're not breastfeeding?
No, why is it so important for people to breastfeed?
That's the perfect food for a human child. It's just like the absolute perfect food is kangaroo mother's milk for the little kangaroo baby. Starts out the size of a peanut, goes into the pouch, attaches to the nipple, and for the next 6 months or so, that little Joey never sees the light of day and only drinks that mother's milk. There is no waste product, or else it would die in its own waste.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect food. That's where that child is getting critically docosahexaenoic acid, DHA, to help its brain grow, as well as immunoglobulins and other nutrients. Interesting sidebar is that moms lose a lot of the DHA from their own brains through their milk giving to their child when they breastfeed. So it's critically important that mothers who breastfeed, which and they should breastfeed if they're able to breastfeed, to replenish their own essential fatty acids.
So it is true that some mothers were actually smarter before their child was born.
You know, I've had mothers tell me that. They go, I think I've lost my brains. And I'll go, you haven't lost it. You've just shrunk down a small percent. But you do need to replenish it, or it can take up to 3 years for mom's level of DHA to get back to where it needs to be. And remember that 60 or so percent of the brain, and specifically of a growing child's brain, is DHA, essential fatty acid.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone were to call your kid a fathead, you should say thank you.
Right. He's a smart one.
He's a smart one. Yeah.
Very good. Okay. What I'd like to also talk about is in the last, I guess, probably 50 years, there's been an increase of autoimmune diseases. And actually, autoimmune diseases are much more on the rise than, say, heart diseases.
It's right up there with being the fourth or fifth leading cause of death in this country. They're not really keeping accurate numbers on it because they don't really report it.
Let's define what an autoimmune disease is, first of all.
An autoimmune disease is a disease where the body appears to be attacking itself when it's a little bit confused.
And these include?
These include systemic lupus erythematosus, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, ulcerative colitis. What we see as functional medicine docs is there's such a tyranny of the diagnosis that you're pigeonholed into an ICD-9 code so that an FDA-approved drug can be given that insurance will pay for both of those things without us ever looking to see why you have that disease. When I see somebody with an autoimmune disease, I try to explain to them, or hopefully I do explain to them, that the autoimmune pattern is basically the same. It's where the symptomatology comes out is where we give it the name. If you are destroying and eating up your neurons in the myelin sheath, in myelin sheath in your brain, we call that multiple sclerosis. If you're eating the synovium in your hands, then we call that rheumatoid arthritis.
So basically,
it's the same process.
What's happening? If you have in your body, you have white blood cells that attack, like say, a foreign bacteria. That's what causes you to not get sick.
Right.
So your body is trained to go after certain things that they recognize as foreign.
Right.
So if you have an autoimmune disease, all of a sudden now they're recognizing a part of you as being foreign.
Rheumatoid arthritis, we find that you can do really well if you avoid all lectins, all grains, not just gluten, gliadin, so it's no wheat, no corn, and not even rice. If you look at the genetic makeup of wheat, the inner five or seven amino acid bases pairs of that are the exact same as those of synovium or synovial sheath of the lining in your joints, with the other end base pairs being different. But your body recognizes some of that as being the same as being a lectin or being this foreign grain and goes to attack it. It unfortunately is similar to your synovium, and it attacks your synovium.
So it's, it's almost a factor of volume, because we have increased the wheat so much that it has become more inundated in our body. And
it takes about 10,000 years for the human organism to acclimate to a new food source as a source of nutrition. That's not a long time, evolutionarily speaking, from Lucy in Africa from 2 million years ago. The wheat we eat is not the wheat we ate 10,000 years ago from the grain silos of Pharaoh. The wheat we eat is about 50 years old. It's a hybrid of, I think, rye and triticale, rye being one of the most highly antigenic proteins out there that the body would react to. So you're eating something that the body's not used to, recognizes as foreign. Now, as long as your intestinal lining is intact, you may get some localized symptomatology. But it's only one cell thick that separates the bolus of food, soon to become stool, from the bloodstream. One cell thick. So that when you lose that tight junction, when you lose that integrity, whether it's due to too much Nuprin or Mediprin irritating your GI tract or aspirin or alcohol or stress or steroids or whatever else we're putting into the body, then those proteins will get through that lining whole, into the bloodstream and circulate around, and the body's immune system will become hypervigilant and start to do what it's supposed to do.
Right, it recognizes it as foreign. And
if it falls out and eddies in your joints, then it's going to attack them. If it does it in your brain, it's going to attack that too. So we find, in fact, Alessio Fasano, you know what they say, a big doctor guy, 6'4", but he's a lead researcher, University of Maryland, came out last August, Scientific American, and then this past January, I think, in New England Journal, and said, "Oh, yeah, these guys in functional medicine were right. There is leaky gut, and it, and all these autoimmune diseases primarily start in the gut. So if you can clean the gut up first and then go find the other causation, you're going to begin to actually reverse autoimmune diseases. It doesn't happen overnight. You didn't get it overnight, and it's classically 12, 14, 16, 18, 20 weeks, and then I tell my patients, listen, if you can accept 50% improvement in 12 weeks, will that be all right for you initially?
Right.
And almost everyone says 50% improvement, 12 weeks, yes, and then we go from there.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, let me ask you, you said wheat is associated with rheumatoid arthritis. What is associated with MS?
Wheat, actually.
That's wheat, too?
And interesting factoid. You classically diagnose multiple sclerosis with an MRI and look for specifically white matter on the brain.
Degeneration.
Right, and microglia that grows larger. And you go, there's enough there, it meets the criteria. You take somebody off of wheat for a year, all wheat, all gluten, I mean 100%, and you go back and you do the MRI again afterwards, and they're gone.
Hmm.
Their symptoms are better, and the diagnostic criteria is no longer there.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't.
Most conventional docs don't, because it's not taught. It's, you know, we see it, it's associated, and we run with it. So.
How about lupus?
Wheat.
Wheat again.
Does this sound familiar? it's primarily the grains.
Okay.
Now, when you do this, say you do this ALCAT test, you will find other foods that you're sensitive to. But classically, you're going to find it's going to be the top three: wheat, dairy, and corn. And unfortunately, the corn is also genetically modified, almost all the corn in this country. And it's in almost everything as high fructose corn syrup. And, remember, it's only 400 years in our diet.
I didn't even think about that.
Pilgrims.
The high fructose corn syrup is corn. So
1975.
So that's a way to get, you're getting wheat and not even knowing it because you're assuming it's sugar.
Well, you're getting corn.
Right.
And you're getting fat from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only in our diet 35, 40 years. See, it's so many of the listening audience weren't born then. So right. It's always been here. For the rest of us, it used to be sugar cane.
Yes. Right.
Well, now it's high fructose corn syrup.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's also been an increase in allergies that you said.
There's an increase in allergies, and that goes with the sterile environment theory. We found that, and another factoid, there was no description of asthma until 2 years after the Industrial Revolution in Leeds, England in 1789, from all the spewing of all the coal and mercury and everything that went in the atmosphere. And since that point, it's only gotten worse. When we were an agricultural society and your children grew up on the farm and they played in the mud and they ate their pound of dirt.
Right.
Okay? They were a lot stronger than the child who grows up in the city in a sterile environment who now gets asthma because his immune system as a child never had a chance to be exposed to.
He has a lot more food allergies, too.
And a lot more food allergies. So we think we're helping by keeping everything perfectly clean. But you know what? The old wives' tale of, you know, kids need to eat that pound of dirt has some wisdom to it.
Interesting. All right. This has been fascinating. We have to take another break.
Another break?
We're going to
It goes so fast here.
But we're going to come back, and we're going to continue talking with Dr. Blyweiss from the Sanctuary Center. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shaflin graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shaflin today or go online at brianstherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shaflin, 561-843-0152 to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152 online at brianstherapy.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard Water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard Water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard Water plays a key role in our good health. Willard Water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard Water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to Holistic Lifestyles Radio. This is Dawn Maffler, and I am talking to Dr. Bly Weiss from the Sanctuary Center in Boca Raton. And he's a functional medicine doctor, and we've had an interesting hour. But before we finish for today's show, we have to talk about the piece de resistance when it comes to women's health. And, of course, you know, we want to be healthy and we want all this stuff, but what we really are concerned about, or what I'm really concerned about, is aging and hormones.
So, yes, the Suzanne Summers, Dr.
Yes,
Suzanne Summers.
Exactly. We want to be beautiful.
Well,
and recently, Raquel Welch, Suzanne Summers, these beautiful women in their 60s and 70s being paraded in front of us. So how do they do it?
Well, it takes a lot of money to look that good. You know that. That's honest. It takes a lot of money to look that good. But then on the other side, it probably takes a small amount of bioidentical hormone replacement also.
Okay, tell me what a bioidentical
hormone is. Bioidentical hormone replacement is not the standard hormone replacement that women have been taking since the 50s or 60s, which was Premarin or Prempro. They're all alternatives.
Now, but we should probably tell people where Premarin actually comes from.
Premarin stands for pregnant mare's urine.
So they basically distill urine from a pregnant male, put it in pill
form? Female.
A pregnant
female.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mare, I meant.
You're a biology teacher, right?
I meant mare, not male.
And they give it to you, and it winds up in our groundwater, and now we give it to our children who drink it because it doesn't get filtered out.
Ooh.
But and we're just beginning to talk about that. Those hormones are not human hormones. They go down metabolic pathways that are pro-carcinogenic. The bioidentical hormones are not. We have discussions with our OBGYN colleagues who give the hormones, who like to say that even the bioidenticals will cause cancer, and it's just silly. They don't. I showed somebody, I think it was 192 citations and studies that showed that the bioidentical hormones do not. Now, if you want to have an extra layer of protection if you're on a bioidentical hormone and you're female, you can take some critical supplements that will push the metabolic pathway of the estrogen that you're taking into the anti-carcinogenic pathway. And those nutrients, diindolmethane, things that are heavy in sulforaphanes, because most people can't eat 8 servings of the brassica vegetables where we get it from, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, etc. But if you take the DIM and sulforaphane products, you are going to go to an anti-carcinogenic pathway where the urinary metabolites will show certain 2-methoxy estrogens versus 16, which is the bad guy. And you can take your hormones, be healthy, be radiant, be beautiful, and not get the cancer that our mothers and that's aunts and grandmothers
mostly
got.
Breast cancer is the
mostly
big concern.
Mostly breast cancer. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that is talk. You're talking about saving off for menopause, but would that treat for maybe PMS?
You can treat PMS with hormones. Some people prefer to treat it with some of the longer studied herbal botanical remedies, like we were mentioning during the break.
The black cohosh.
The black cohosh.
To make a tea out of the
to
black.
To make a tea, you can take a pill. There's a lot of things to do there.
What are some other ones?
Black cohosh. I'm not a naturopath. I sort of centralize on black cohosh.
Okay.
But the naturopaths around have a whole panoply. They'll also send you to the acupuncturist to open up your chi and get your massage once a week. I think everybody should have one of those.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
So, but no, I'd like to, you know, I'd like to see any of your listeners. Actually, they can get more information if they'll go, if they have a computer, to go to Dr. Blyweiss, DrBlyweiss, .com. That'll open up the Sanctuary Medical website. The phone number is 561, because we're in Boca, right by
right
you
the
here.
Right at the station.
886-886-0974.
Yeah, you're right off of Yamato.
At the big Sanctuary building, that's right.
Very nice.
Yes.
Okay. So if they have any questions, they can give you a call, they can come in, you can...
They can have I will speak to people... for about 15, 20 minutes, if I know far enough in advance that they want to come in for a free consultation, and I'll fit them in, and we'll see if we can help them. You know, we normally can help them.
Amazing.
They just like to come in and talk.
And you can do these the tests and find out about food sensitivities.
Food sensitivities, what's growing inside you, what your digestion is doing, what stressors are going on, what other allergens, what microbes, the level of nutrition. What your level of inflammation is doing. It's funny because even AstraZeneca is doing work on new antidepressants that basically are anti-inflammatories, because we found that we were treating people for depression with essential fatty acids, fish oils, and other things that lower inflammation, and people were getting better. Why? Because their depression was basically inflammation in their brain. And the same inflammatory cytokines or biochemicals, markers that we find in the body from people who were ill with the flu, were the same that we found for people who were allegedly depressed. And we found that sickness behavior was the same as depressive behavior. And if you think about it, you got the flu, you're in bed, you're miserable, you don't want to eat, you can't sleep. You want to die. You don't want to see anybody.
Yeah, the symptoms are exactly
the
same.
The symptoms are the same as depression. And now they
found... With the flu, you have a stuffy nose.
With the flu, you have a stuffy nose. Right. Or you're puking. And so it was the same thing. So what we're doing was proved valid.
Fantastic. All right. Tell my listeners one more time how they can reach you.
561-886-0974 is the office phone number. You can learn more about what we're doing at DrBlyweiss.com, and that'll hook into the Smack Boca website.
This has been another fantastic show for Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I want to thank our sponsors, Willard Water, Brian Shafflin, First Step Sober House, and Beckers and Associates, and I will come back next week. Thank you so much, Dr. Blyweiss.
My pleasure. Thank you for sharing your audience with me.
Have a great day.
And you have a happy Memorial Day.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
30th. That's Hurricane in Florida. And of course, the worst part of the hurricane experience is being without electricity, sometimes for a week or even longer. Your AC goes out, so you're hot, sweaty. Your refrigerator goes out, so your food spoils. And if you're a businessman, you're out of business. While your neighbors are stumbling around in the dark, let Mr. Electric keep the electricity flowing in your home with your own standby emergency generator. Meet with Mr. Electric, Ken Catrati. He'll come to your home or business. He'll analyze your specific needs. In my case, that would be AC, TV, and refrigerator in that order. He carries all the top brands in a wide variety of sizes to fit every power need and every budget. Don't get left in the dark. Call Mr. Electric today, 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710. Tell them Steve sent you.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called psychoanalysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago, all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
Envine Health, a leader in high-quality and pure, fresh nutritional supplements, is excited to announce the opening of its newest store right here in Delray Beach at 1534 South Federal Highway off Lutton Boulevard in the Plaza at Delray. Stop in and take advantage of daily radio specials on condition-specific supplements. And don't forget to listen to pharmacist and nutritionist Jerry Hickey, the host of the Envite Radio Show, heard Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. with the latest nutritional news right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Demand more from your website. That's the theme of the Internet Business Hour, heard each week on the Health and Wealth Network. Join us every Saturday at 2 for the latest tips to help keep you up in cyberspace. We'll answer all your questions and share valuable insights on web design, hosting, search engines, and more. The show will entertain and educate you at the same time, so don't miss it. Tune in to listen to the Internet Business Hour every Saturday afternoon at 2 on WNN, the Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is Health Fusion with Dr. Elizabeth King. Health Fusion is brought to you by the International Holistic Center in Fort Lauderdale, specializing in counseling and integrative healthcare services. Dr. King is a licensed psychotherapist, certified hypnotherapist, and adjunct professor at Nova Southeastern University. Along with her interdisciplinary team of expert practitioners, Dr. King fuses the most effective Eastern and Western techniques in order to provide you with a well-balanced approach to address mental and physical conditions, including depression, anxiety, acute and chronic pain, trauma, addiction, infertility, hormone imbalances, ADHD, and much, much more. If you have any questions about the broadcast, call the International Holistic Center at 954-903-9426. That's 954-903-9426. Or go online to counseling, the letter N, wellness.com. Now, today's edition of Health Fusion, here's Dr. Elizabeth King.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Wednesday morning. It is beautiful here in South Florida. Wherever you're listening to us, I hope you're having just as beautiful day as we are. We're here every Wednesday from 10 to 11, and the show replays again on Friday at 3 and on Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure to tune us in during those hours. Or if you miss it completely, you can always go on our website. And the website is counseling, the letter N, wellness.com, counseling, the letter N, wellness.com. All of the shows are uploaded to the media tab, so you can always find your favorite shows, or you can refer your friends and family to one of the shows that you think they would benefit from. So don't forget to tune us in. Today we're going to have a fabulous show. I have two wonderful guests that are going to be joining me, and I am honored to have both of them on the air. Well, one on the air and one...